It is 7 minutes before 6 o'clock when Perry Loeffler turned 34. He decided he needed a change. The Calgarian had spent the past 8 years building up a profitable consulting business, and soon he began to feel the symptoms of burnout. He decided to strap on a backpack and head to Southeast Asia. He's chronicled his adventures in a new book called Rice Crust from the Bottom of the Pot, A Journey Across Southeast Asia, and Perry Loeffler is in the studio with me now. Hi.
Hey, Jeff. Good to be here.
Good to have you here. I'm curious about the circumstances. I want to know your moment of epiphany here. At what point did you decide you were going to chuck this and put on a backpack and hit the road?
Well, I'll tell you. Coming out of high school, I went to university, and then straight from there, I started building a consulting business. And I did that for about 8 years. And when I hit my 30s, my early 30s, things were going good, but I was a single guy. And, I started to feel like I was burning out a little bit from the fast pace of the corporate business world here. And I started wondering, is this all there is? So I locked my door and took my backpack, and away I went to see what was out there.
Why Southeast Asia?
Well, in the beginning, it was all about the food and just decompressing. But in the end, as you read through the book, you can tell that there's a little bit of a transformation, and it becomes more and more about the people.
How so? In what way?
Well, in most cases, they really have nothing, but they are just wonderful people, and they are more than willing to share what they do have. And I think they have a key to happiness that a lot of us in North America have sadly misplaced.
Yeah, at the same time, though, the book lays out there were some tense moments.
Oh, there were, absolutely. Well, I'll give you an example. My friend and Carl and I, who I was traveling with, were going on a minibus. There was just us two Caucasians, and there were about half a dozen Vietnamese people. And we're going to go through the mountains, through a mountain pass, into Vietnam from Laos. And this was going to be an overnight trip. So it comes to be about midnight, and we're all asleep on the bus. And all of a sudden, I wake up because I feel the road getting a little bumpy. And it felt like we'd left the actual road. And sure enough, I peer out the window, and we have. And we stop in front of this tiny shack, and the wooden doors swing open. And these guys start huffing these plastic garbage bags up onto the roof. And, we're looking and we're wondering, what is going on here? And, sure enough, when we stopped afterwards, about an hour later, I said to my buddy Carl, crawl out the window and see what's up there. So, he tries not to draw attention, but crawls up there. And he comes back in and he says, "There's nothing up there." And I'm, "What?" And we'd heard wrenches. So sure enough, they'd taken this part of the roof off and put these things under the roof. So you couldn't see them, but they were there. So that was a little tense. And it goes
on and
on. What
did you think they were? Were they drugs? Were they guns?
Who knows? we never found out. This overnight trip turned into a 40-plus hour Sega that led us to landslides and helping victims of motorbike accidents because there was nobody around to help them. And, we ended up walking into Vietnam through the mountains in the end. But, it goes on and people can read about it in the book.
Well, now, but where did the book come from? Did that spring out of having these adventures and saying, boy, I got tales to tell?
Well, actually, it's funny. I had a website when I was on the road and friends and family were reading it. And, they mailed me along the way and said, hey, this stuff is crazy. You should do something with this. And I never really thought much about it until about a month after I came back. I really started thinking when I got back and seeing the culture here. I started thinking back to what the people taught me and how they lived and what I learned. And I thought, I think I have some really good messages here for people. And plus, the crazy stories
Some of the crazy foods. Did you really buy a bag of fried grasshoppers? Where's the price here? 40 cents.
40 cents, absolutely. Well, you know what? I was going to buy them because my buddy Carl said, we saw them on this cart in Chiang Mai, and my buddy says, "This is so cool. If you buy them, I'll eat them." And of course, the 40 cents. So I said, hang on, buddy, I got my wallet right here. But he did end up chickening out, so, you know, we never got to have those. But I tell you, I mean, the food there is phenomenal. I'll give you just one example. We were in a small beach town in central Vietnam, and I found what I call in the book the funnest and cheapest place to have a date in Asia. And there's this one intersection, and on one corner, you'd sit down, and there was a sidewalk vendor who had some small tables and chairs, and they'd serve you a bowl of clear soup and chicken rice for 50 cents Canadian. And that was, so that's a dollar for two of you. Then you go to the other corner where there's a bakery. You can get cream-filled pastries, freshly baked, for 20 cents each. And then on the third corner, there's another set of sidewalk tables and chairs where this guy will serve you 2 liters of beer for $1 Canadian. So
wow.
What are we at? $2.40 for a date? How fun is that?
Yeah, absolutely. All right, you take care of yourself. Thank you very much. Good luck with the book.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.